Welcome to another episode of Comic Syndicate. Check them out at thecomicsyndicate.podbean.com and subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. And now, here are your hosts, Josias and Adam.
Hello and good evening. Welcome to another episode of Comic Syndicate. I'm Josias. I'm here with my boy.
Adam Garza's here, man.
What up, homie? You guys can find us on Twitter at...
You can find me at the racist Mem Demeanor.
Awesome. You can find me at For the Villain, the number four. How you doing, homie?
Doing good, bro. Just another Monday.
Yeah, typical fucking Monday.
Had to fucking train somebody today, so it was cool, but it was kind of shitty. There was a position I wanted, but they gave it to her, some new girl. So
what? You said that was a chick, the two, right?
The two
on the scale.
Oh, no. She's actually still there, hiding in the darkness.
No, dark, she's good. Keep her in the basement?
She's there. There's a new girl, so...
Okay,
and... They passed me up, and then I have to train her, so...
Oh.
Sweet!
But more money for her?
More money for her, same for us.
Why? You should have gone for it,
no? No, I did, but... They said, because
you read comics too much at work.
We found that you don't actually do anything at
work. You do nothing but draw?
Yeah.
Awesome. All right, cool. Well, sorry to hear about your training, man. Run on your weekend.
It was good, man. Cool. Father's Day?
Yes, happy belated to the gentleman out there. I think I posted something on Facebook and Twitter.
Oh, Serge. Yes, Sadie. Surgery.
Yeah,
they never talk to us anymore. They go one.
One show.
One
and
show.
And I'll be back next week, and they don't come back.
We'll see them next month.
Months later, dude. It's all right. It's all good. All right, man. Let's get to it, dude. We got a little bit to go through. Okay, this is going to be shout-outs off of episode 45. The first person to hit us up was at RightShirt13, Albert Alvarado. I've been wanting to blaze it again for years myself, but I can't hang anymore. He's like, I miss it at For the Villain, at Mem the Beaner. So, yeah, man, when we were talking about...
I was blazing it up last weekend.
Yeah, dude. How I can't hack it, and he's like, I think I'm getting old, but I feel
paranoid, man. I was thinking about it now. I was driving home.
Yeah.
Tunnel vision.
Yeah, pretty much.
I started freaking out. Uh-huh. I'm like, there's no cars in front of me.
Awesome, dude.
On this freeway. What's going on here?
What's that movie? Do you know how fast you're going?
40 yeah.
Miles an hour? Two miles an hour.
And my car makes a shitload of noise, right? I didn't hear anything. It sounded like a damn Prius.
Oh, awesome. So, fucking good herb, man. Cool. Next one's going to be from @Glasgow_nerd, the Glasgow nerd. He's like, @For the Villain, going to listen to your episode tomorrow, man. That's been my entertainment going to work.
Nice.
So thank you, sir. Next one's going to be from Jonathan Hughes, dude. This is Johnny_BITW, I believe. I believe that's his Twitter handle. But he left this one for us on our Facebook, dude. He's like, after an awesome edition of the Comic Syndicate, time to bring on the Bloodcast whilst whipping ass on Halo Reach. # as is tradition.
Damn, dude, Halo Reach? That's like old school. I mean, it's not old.
I think he's getting all pumped for fucking the new Halo that's going to be dropping soon, dude.
Oh, God, man. You know, I've been out of Halo so long.
I've been out of video games in general, dude. Yeah. I miss playing, dude. But, yeah. Next one's going to be from @GagingDarkSkyGabe. I believe he sent this morning @ForTheVillain, @MemTheBeaner, @ComicsSyndicate1. Playing catch-up, dudes, with the last three episodes. Got the first and last show, now just the middle.
Fuck, I'm sorry for you, buddy. It's going to be rough.
I know, dude. But that's cool, man, that everyone shoots the shit with this. Next one's going to be interesting. @ForTheVillain, @ComicsSyndicate1. @MemTheBeaner. I got a bone to pick with you. Guys who cheat are assholes, but girls who are whores? ? Considering Adam and I don't cheat, you know, I'm like...
Well, we're just going by what the...
We're just talking. And she goes, it's a double standard. And you know what, dude? Lynn, 5 on a shoot, it totally is a double standard.
Our show is nothing about double standards.
Hashtag double standards.
Double standards.
Yeah, you know, unfortunately, it is, Lynn, but it's a stigma that can't be broken. Because I've been on both sides of the spectrum. I've been cheated on. I've never cheated on a girl. I've been accused of cheating. And either way, my name has been fucking spoken shit about. And
I'll
admit I'm a man whore.
Okay, you're a man whore.
But, like, to call a whore, and then to call a man whore, we kind of wear it like a badge of honor. But that's the double standard.
The double standard is to, you know, girl, I mean, I don't want to say it, but girls do control everything.
Oh, okay.
they control, like, if they're going to open their legs, or they're not going to open.
This is very true. There's
a very... And guys...
And a majority, I mean, that was the one we were talking about, where it was the married women, though.
Yeah, so, see, I don't think they, when they meet up with these man whores. Mm. They don't say we're married. I'm a married woman.
You know.
So, sometimes, yeah. You know, girl does control
touche.
A lot of the opening of the legs.
Okay, touche. Nicely put. Hashtag double standards. Hashtag spread your legs.
Spread your legs.
Next one, last one's going to be from at El CD, Sadie Morales. He gets us back at Gage and Dark Sky, at Comic Syndicate 1, at Mem the Beaner, at For the Villain. I feel like that joke. You suck two dicks, and then they call you a cocksucker. So how we mentioned this part.
Who's that, Sadie?
Yeah, this is Sadie, but let me read this next, okay. and then you'll totally get this. At For the Villain, at Mem the Beaner, he sent this morning, you motherfuckers threw me under the bus, LOL. Good shit. And he goes, does that mean my lady is looking because of my size, LOL? So he heard the pod, and it's the sexy voice, and we did see big testicles and big dicks, right? Was on the list.
It was on the list.
So I guess Sadie, yeah.
The kid considered himself cocksucker, sucking two dicks.
No, but we mentioned that he rolls with the punches, which is fucking awesome, dude. And we said, you got to join us on me, so I think I tweeted him back or tweeted him back.
You get back in the country.
Awesome, dude. Okay, and then the last bit of shout out is going to be to the nerdbong.com crew, guys. Jump on the site for content on movies, TV, comics, cosplay, gaming. Jump on the podcast section where you guys can find us, Comic Syndicate, along with Killer Great Podcast, the Big English Podcast, Untitled Movie Podcast, the Bat Chat, and Splendid First Stories for Slumbers coming up soon, man.
Nerdnest, did you listen to our past episode?
I listened to last week's. They didn't drop one. They're the bi-weekly show.
Dude, they bisexual weekly show. That last episode was fucking hilarious, dude. I was just laughing.
Which part?
It was this everything. The whole fucking show.
Yeah, those guys are dope, dude.
The purple crayon. Mm. The fucking...
Holy shit, right?
And I didn't know that they were on another pod and they got kicked out because of the way they spoke.
When I first started chatting with Steve, dude, he had sent me a bunch of them and then I listened to them. They had a good dynamic, dude, but I guess they had a falling out. And from what I heard, I forgot it was like the Monkey Basement or some shit like that.
And then
these guys work fucking so well together, Carl and Steve. So it's better that it worked out that way because they got a dope fucking show.
Very funny show.
Yeah, I did, guys.
I'm not sure if Steve Down Syndrome or not, but he's funny as fuck, man. That guy, those two guys,
yeah,
legit.
Yeah, for sure. Hit up those guys. They are at the Nerd Nest on Twitter at Carl_Hendrix and at Stevie5454 and at the Nerd Nest. I think I said that already. But they are the Nerd Nest podcast on Podomatic.com and iTunes.
Apparently, we're the only ones that tweet them too. So, guys, tweet them out.
Guys, hit them up. They're dope. And then Hesh Podcast, our boy Jacob. At Amazing Jake. Jacob Medina, hit him up on the Hesh Podcast, and he's on Podbean with us. So, check those guys out. Check out our boys at fucking the Nerd Bong.com and dude,
you guys can hear us live on Thursdays from 4 p.m. and 7 p.m.
Mm-hmm. West Coast.
That is Renegade. Is it Renegade?
Renegade
Radio. Renegade. Yeah.
We'll
post the link somewhere.
Yeah, and those guys have been retweeting us. So last bit of just for the people that have been retweeting our links and even the Geeky Awards, at Bad Wolf, at Amish B Machine, Amish Baby Machine, at Superfan99, at Becca Jane 82, Rebecca Armstrong, at Tim Trueheart, dude, thanks, man, for the retweets, at The Man Called Mr. X, at Tinseltown Stiff. There are Tinseltown Stiffs on Twitter, at MeWanta, he's Eric R. Sphinx, and it is RenegadeRadio.com, he's on there, dude, so.
Okay.
Very quiet, Travis TK Comedy, he's been retweeting us, at Ooflatio, Ophelia Flatio, at Loretta Shrupp, Loretta, thank you so much for the retweets, at MS Cotter 1511, Mark Scotter, at Piggy Mouse Cheryl, at Striker CX Stu, at Jackie Munoz, and at Pat Denied, Psycho Pat on Twitter. Thank you guys for the retweets, we totally love it and appreciate it.
Very cool. Hey, did you see any movies this weekend?
I did. I went to, okay, so segue real quick. I went to a drive-in in Riverside.
Oh, I saw the picture.
I saw, it was a double feature of 22 Jump Street and 22 Ways to Die.
I saw 22.
Cool. What'd you think?
I thought it was good.
Good.
I thought the first one was funnier, but this is pretty fucking funny.
Very hilarious. I was keep telling people, good movie. Both movies were funny. Rentals.
Rentals. Yeah, rentals. It did prove a point to me that homeboy can play Gambit.
You know, after this, parkour shit he was doing.
He was doing some crazy fucking jumping around. I thought he was too big to do this kind of stuff.
Right? And homeboy is totally fucking active in the way he was again the parkour shit, the climbing the walls and shit.
He was jumping down from scale to scale.
I know that was pretty dope. See, dude. Damn, he can pull it off, dude. Yeah. All right. So that will keep very cool. Speaking of, we were there. I grabbed some beer, so I had some talk cans. I was chilling with Emma and Sylvester. They invited me out.
Are you allowed to bring
alcohol to them? I don't know. I don't know. We were posted up, and I ended up using the restroom and urinals, and literally I'm the only guy in there. Some guy walks in two stalls to my right. Literally, I have my cock out looking straight down. Handling business. Homeboy literally pulls a... Straight up like that. Looks at the junk.
It just looks at your dick.
And and I'm still looking down at through my peripherals. I'm like, homeboy just looked at my fucking cock.
That's why he pissed in the fucking port,
the end stall. Oh, and you know, I should have.
The shitter stall.
I should have. So, actually, after that, I did. So, homeboy, literally two stalls to my left, and then he gets two stalls to my, or he was on my right, and he moves two more to my left. Like, it looked like he was pulling out his junk, and he zips up right away and comes to my left and gawks again.
I don't know. He pulls out. He looks at your dick.
Yes.
Zips up and moves closer to you. You should take that as a compliment.
I guess.
Did he follow you to the fucking... from your car?
I don't know. There were a lot of hood rats.
With a big fucking hot dog in his... eating a hot dog?
I don't know. That was, I guess, a compliment, but a very odd tune. Jesus. So what the fuck news already, dude? Speaking of... what else do you do? So...
just watch that movie. Go. That's about it. We did for this weekend. We just hung out.
Okay. Good.
There's some comic news we could do probably a little bit later. Dope.
Okay. Sweet. So. Then let's hit some quick news articles. We have quite a bit, but they're quick articles. Women charged with prostitution in Tewksbury Library. I got this June 11th.
Prostitution in the library?
Mm-hmm.
So you check out books and you get pussy.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Library card accepted.
Tewksbury. CBS, I got this off of. A 20-year-old woman has been charged with prostitution at the Tewksbury Public Library. Police say they got a tip Tuesday that someone was soliciting sex in the library. So they sent in an undercover officer.
So are these special different kinds of clients that this... this hooker is going for?
Yeah.
Bookworms?
Well, that's the thing. School? Because... Imagine us going to Santa Ana Public Library like we used to in high school.
Oh, fuck nobody that goes to that library.
Well, I wish the big picture would have printed out. Homegirl was cute.
She was cute?
But, like, let's say you're in high school again, like...
Damn, that's risky.
You're totally risky. And, you know...
I mean, not even just being prostitution, but if she's going for jocks, young jocks.
True shit. Okay. The plainclothes detective claimed Brittany McIntyre of Nashua, New Hampshire, approached him immediately and handed him a pen and piece of paper.
Shit.
The two passed notes back and forth until she allegedly asked for $60 in exchange for a sex act.
So she had the paper with a little square, fuck me, square, yes, head, give me head, square.
Check, check, check.
Total at the bottom.
Pretty much, wow. Dude. That's crazy, right? Okay, I didn't think Tewksbury was that big on prostitution. One library patron told WBTV, I'm quite shocked because a lot of kids come in here, and I'm a teacher, so it's pretty scary. Touche, it really is.
Like, for kids. Well, so, maybe if she's hot, I guess it's okay.
She was pretty hot, though. She was 20 years old.
Where was she hanging out at? The fucking...
Which section do you hang out in, right?
Science fiction.
There you go.
Literature. Man. Wow.
Yeah? Okay, she was also booked on an outstanding warrant for drug possession out of Lawrence District Court. It was a little scandalized, said Pamela Gardner, who is a librarian over in Wilmington, but agrees the location is unexpected. That's a little upsetting in the library. News of the arrest stunned residents. There's nothing I know about this library or about Tewksbury that could ever suggest that this could possibly happen here.
So we go hand in hand, drugs, prostitution.
Yeah.
Hand in hand with AIDS.
Yeah, oh shit. Herpes. Hopefully they all jimmied up.
Come on, guys, stop getting hookers, dude. Get a girlfriend.
Exactly.
Or get somebody just to play around with, friends.
Yeah. Nice. Next one's going to be a 9-year-old steals car for drive to grandma's. That's it, authority said.
Steals a car to go visit
9-year-old Grand Theft Auto.
To go see grandma?
To see grandma.
That's all right.
Not bad.
How many people did he kill on the way?
That's the interesting thing, dude. A 9-year-old stole a car for a trip to grandma's. Washington County, Wisconsin. A 9-year-old child with a 4-year-old in the backseat drove a car several miles to visit their grandma's house in Washington County.
Well, you can't go see grandma like your little brother. Come Come on, dog.
Touche, my bad. Okay. I saw one little kid, a real little kid, probably around 4 years old, or somewhat in there. The other kid, I really didn't see the other kid, but the one kid was in the back seat. Some bicycles were back there that were pulled out, and that was about it, said witness Terry Weisenborn.
How did you get the kid in the car seat?
Hey, you. Make sure you buckle up your safety in your car seat.
Motherfucker. You're just dangerous.
We're grooming a grandma's.
Seatbelts.
Bitch. Yeah. Okay. The Washington County Sheriff's Office said the children ended up in the parking lot of Wegner's Cedar Lake Inn. The children apparently took an open car with keys inside from a boat dealership off Highway 33.
Oh my God.
What the fuck?
Where are the parents?
Exactly, dude.
Oh, we're just going to go steal this car.
Yeah, and go see Gamma.
And it has a car seat. There probably wasn't a car seat in there.
Okay, that's why. So the little 9-year old like says, "All right, bitch, make sure you bring your fucking car seat because we're gonna jack this car."
And don't be stupid, man. Put seatbelt on.
Be safe. I know, right? Let me see. One witnesses who followed the kids managed to stop them. Stop with them. No damage or injuries were reported. A lot of people I talked to out here were amazed that this all ended safely. So yeah, for sure. They say 144 here is a real curvy road, and the kids were driving just feet from the lake, Weisenborn said. It's unbelievable that they made it this far without hitting anybody or hurting themselves or anybody else.
It's a giant fucking lake there.
Yeah.
And a
wavy, windy
there's
road.
There's people, there's lakes. This is just dangerous.
Nice. Totally dangerous, but what the fuck?
Hey, you know, go see Grandma.
Grand Theft Auto.
In the bottom of the lake.
In the bottom of the lake. Cops, man arrested after trying to, quote-unquote, get the devil out of 80-year-old girlfriend.
Hey, that happens all the time, dude.
This one, of course it was going to be Florida, dude. Pasco County, Florida. 50-year-old man held down his 80-year-old girlfriend. Wow, that's a big difference, dude.
How old is he?
He's 54.
Okay,
he's already... And he looks a little fucking Cocoa Puffs.
He's sick fuck, dude.
All right, let me see. Held down his 80-year-old girlfriend and tried to exorcise her and get the devil out of her, quote-unquote, according to Pasco County authorities. David Edward Beans remained in jail Thursday following his arrest on charges that include domestic battery on a person older than 65.
He didn't beat her up, he just tried to...
Well, kind of sounds like it did.
Beat Satan out of her?
Tampering with the witness and false imprisonment. So he's got everything going for him, dude. According to reports, the incident began Monday. Deputies said Beans took the batteries out of the house phones to keep his girlfriend from calling for help.
Smart.
And he took her car keys.
Very smart.
I know, right? Okay.
Did those two kids happen to pick up this car, did they?
Probably, right, dude? Arrest reports show the exorcism continued Tuesday. Deputies found the woman sitting outside crying with scratches on her arms. Authorities said Beans was too drunk to remember what happened.
He's dating a fucking 80-year-old. I'll be drunk, too. I know. I'll be shit-faced until she turns 20.
Oh, fine.
How many cases of beer do you think that is?
A 30-pack by yourself to the dome.
Anything looks good.
Yeah, dude. Oh, man. He told deputies his girlfriend started the fight because, quote-unquote, she is crazy. Who is crazy here, homie?
Yes.
All right, dude. Next one's going to be, I got this today, dude. Salt Lake City woman arrested for allegedly trying to kill man with samurai sword.
Nice. Remember that guy that killed all those people in Irvine?
No shit. With the samurai sword.
And fucking Albertsons?
Yeah, dude.
He got fired and then he came back and did the last samurai status.
Oh shit, yeah, dude.
Started slicing the...
That one was gnarly. Now, this one doesn't end up as gnarly. But that's fucking crazy news too, dude. So this one's going to be in Salt Lake City. A Salt Lake woman is in custody after police said she allegedly tried to kill a man with a samurai sword. This is fucking Samurai Jack right there.
She does not look like Tom Cruise, guys. She does not look like the last samurai. She looks
like Kung Fu Panda.
She looks like fucking, what's it called? Shrek. She looks like a fucking...
She does look like Shrek.
This is Shrek with a sword.
Oh, my... Okay, officers said 25-year-old... Wow, she looks 25.
She does not look like 25.
Said 25-year-old Tasha Davis was arguing with a neighbor near the 1100 block when things quickly escalated. According to police, Davis went to her apartment and returned wielding a 27-inch samurai sword.
So instead of calling cops, I'm going to take out my... Where are they getting swords?
I don't... That's what I mean.
Yeah, that's true. I've seen a lot of swords.
Police said Davis attacked the victim, repeatedly swinging the sword at him. The man blocked one of the swings with his arm, giving him a large gash. Davis's boyfriend grabbed her and held her until officers arrived. Police said they found the bloodied victim and arrested Davis for attempted murder.
She fucking did samurai status.
Yeah, now
did she fucking gut herself like, you know, when samurais do?
I bring fucking, what is it? I bring something to my family, so I must end my
life. I must end my life looking like this.
Oh, looking like this. Yeah, dude. So he looked up. He got a gash on his arm.
So he blocks it.
Yeah, which I would just get my baseball bat or like that. That's kind of ballsy still.
The sword must have not been sharp.
Yeah, if it was dull, I mean.
Cut his fucking.
Oh, yeah.
She looks pretty beefy, so she probably has some strength.
Oh, shit. I didn't even think about that.
She looks like a monster.
Yeah, she could have cut through straight through bone, man. All right, we ready for sex facts?
After this, go for it, man.
Yeah. All right, this one's going to be people who watch porn have more sex survey finds.
Okay, let's do this cool. one. I'm going to tread lightly on this one.
Okay, cool. And you let me know what you think, dude. Stop me at any time, dude. Anyone who equates watching porn with an unsatisfactory sex life might want to bite their tongue. A survey conducted by adult webcam site cam4.com and French survey institute IFOP surveyed a representative sample of 1,023 adults about their pornography habits.
I mean, do you think that, in your personal opinion... Watching porn, do you think that deludes you from what maybe your girlfriend may look like?
You know, or... I like porn. Right. I've seen porn with 1, 2, 3, most of my exes.
Most of your exes?
Yeah, like they were...
That reminds me of the time that we got really high on brownies and we watched porn. A group of dudes.
Terrible!
It was a cock fest. Very weird.
Very weird, especially being on brownies.
Dude. I remember Daniel in the fucking... somebody said something, and he's all like, yeah, man, it's okay if you want to jerk off. And it's like, no, bitch.
Holy shit, he did say that.
It is not okay.
No shit.
It is not okay for you to pull out your dick and start jerking off, dude.
He did say that. Fuck me, he did, huh?
We were... I don't think we were gone.
I don't think
I've ever been that high. I was in the restroom.
That was your first brownie trip, right?
Dude. I thought Jesus was coming out of the light.
Oh, shit.
And I swear to God, I had my hand to the light. I was like, I'm sorry.
I will never do that. That's hilarious. I hope Daniel listens to the podcast.
I was in your rocking chair. And I started rocking. I wasn't doing anything with my hands.
Yeah.
But I just started going faster. And it was just fucking, dude.
All right, we'll edit that part out of the podcast. Oh, my gosh. That's fucking hilarious. Oh, how do you feel about that, though? Do you think it's bad or, I mean...
I think if you're in a serious relationship, I don't think porn... I mean, if they're into it, if you're watching it with her, if you're not watching it with her, I think it's... I don't know, maybe cheating type of... In my opinion, I think it's kind of cheating.
Okay, that's a given. Okay, I guess in a certain aspect it is. So I guess talk to them and find out if they dig or not.
We're going to watch some anal sex, my love?
Well, now you got to let me... And you look, bitch, take notes. You see how she's bobbing that fucking cock? That's
you
what
see
you
that?
Do.
You see that donkey?
Yeah. Oh, snap. Donkey. All right, dude. 90% of men and 60% of women reported watching porn regularly.
Okay, I think that's a little low.
For women, 60%. That's probably a lot higher than I thought it would be. I thought it would be like maybe 40%.
For women, okay. What did it say about men?
90% of men.
Oh, okay.
That sounds about right, dude. 53% of survey participants watch porn as a couple. So 53% of couples.
Higher or low, you think, on that?
Ooh, I think it would be higher, dude.
You think it'd be higher?
Yeah, but I guess it's right in the middle for the most part.
I think it's a safe break to say 50%.
Yeah, okay, that's true. Okay, and 66% say they would watch with their partner if asked. So maybe the other percentage just haven't been asked then, perhaps.
Ah, Jesus.
Okay, if your lady asks you, hey babe, can you watch some porn with me?
Do I just pull out my fucking box of fucking porn? Pretty much. Or do we play it off that I've never seen porn before?
Yeah. All right, babe. They're in alphabetical order. Do you like Asians?
Man. Yellow candy.
Ooh, we just got a tweet, dude, right now at Man the Beaner. I'm itching to come in again. Just long hours at work. I promise I'll drop by and drop a load on you, boys. Fucking Sadie, dude.
Sadie, we do not want you to load on us.
After we just spoke about fucking some fucked up shit. All right, here we go. The results back up what we already believed, that porn isn't just for men or single people and can be positive for couples to connect and communicate. What surprised us was that the respondents who watched porn most often were also the respondents who had most sex. So you watch porn, you have more sex.
I guess it turns them on and
kinda, yeah,
you just
want
to get off faster. I don't know.
Pretty much, though, yeah. Though the quantity of sexual encounters doesn't necessarily indicate quality. These findings append the stereotype that porn is for lonely people with no real-life sexual prospects. Okay? So everyone who watches porn is what they were trying to say. Of men in relationships who watched porn, 68% said their partner is aware of it. And only 7% have been asked to stop. So it's like you brought up those women that, those females that, you know, just don't dig. Like, babe, are you watching porn again? I guess those are the ones that feel inadequate as far as, like, why do you need to watch porn? Like, I'm here.
I mean, I've talked to my buddy Oscar. He says he's married. And
he watches more porn now.
He's watches porn, but he's got caught a couple times. For like,
does he get chewed out?
He says he got chewed out pretty bad. He's the type of guy that likes these sexy pictures on Facebook,
right? Yeah, yeah.
So he came to work with, like, gashes of like, nails in his arm. Yeah. Like, what the fuck happened to you? He's all like, well, I woke up and... My girl got me back for liking that hottie picture.
That's not bad, dude. That's kind of fucked up. But okay, let me see. Okay, of men in relationships, 68%. Okay, excuse me. A previous study indicated that people who were honest about their porn use felt happier in their relationships. Though porn can certainly be a destructive force in people's sex lives. There you go.
Okay.
It seems like adult entertainment can be a positive force when used consensually and communicated about. So like what we're saying.
Positive and adult context, so in the same sentence? I don't know.
Well, I mean, this again goes to the honesty with your partner and like, hey, babe, you know, maybe we can try something kinky in the bedroom.
Okay. Or we know what we should do. We should have a porno during the show like Nerdness did.
Oh, I know. They watch their movies, right?
Did you see that episode where, like, they started and then there was a girl moaning in the background?
Yeah, yeah.
He forgot to turn off his phone.
His phone was, that's fucking awesome.
It was weird. It was like two dudes, though. I don't know.
It kind of sounded like... Just kidding. Just kidding, guys. Adult entertainment and modern relationships. Really, who's watching? The proportion of Americans who regularly watch adult videos at least once per week is particularly high among gender. 29% are male. Age, 32%. Are under 35 years old. So that makes sense, I guess. Ethnicity, I'm sorry, 31% are Asian.
31? Okay.
Oh. Political view, interesting. Like, this one's a big factor. 25% are Democrat. Okay.
Okay.
Religion, 27% are not religious. Sexual orientation, 31% are homosexual and bisexual.
Okay.
Okay, and more active sex life than average. And then 36% are in a relationship for at least a year. Who watch porn.
So this whole thing, everybody watches porn in or out of relationships.
Pretty much, yeah.
And I guess if you're watching it, you're fucking more.
Yeah, so what do you say?
Well, I guess, I don't know, it turns you on.
Yeah.
Then you just will go into your room. Then, oh, okay, honey, I'm ready to go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pretty much, yeah. 90% of men admit to having watched an adult video. So again, it goes back to the 160% of women say they have watched this type of material at some point. At some point, okay. Sexy is as sexy does. Consumption of adult material is highest among individuals who have the most partners or who have sexual relations most often. Okay. So I don't watch TV, so I don't get to watch porn as much. But yeah, I would toss on.
So what's what kind of movie you like to watch?
I love lesbians.
Lesbian stuff, yeah. With strap-ons or just dildos.
You know,
licking
all of it.
Or the punishment ones where they
the punishment ones. Not so much. Like, I like heels, and then, like...
Heels? Like, okay.
Like, it just looks sexy when they have heels on. But I'm lesbians for sure. So, yeah. That's my thing. Yours?
Well, I watch porn.
Okay. Cool. All right. It's no big deal. 68% of men in a relationship who watch adult videos see that their partner is aware of this. High percentage. So, that's not bad.
Honest with their lady. I can see a lot of people getting shit for that. Like, oh, you're watching porn again.
Yeah.
You're stripped off.
Yeah, okay.
You know.
That's true. And then if you have the real thing, I'd prefer the real thing anyways.
Of course.
Yeah. 52%.
Well, I mean, look at that samurai woman.
Oh, shit.
No.
Okay, there you go. Well, maybe I'd rather watch porn for sure, dude. Or go blind, whichever. 52% say this is not a problem for their partner. Okay, and just 7% have been asked to stop. So, again, goes into that one. Relationship saver adult entertainment appears to be increasingly integrated into the sex life of Americans. 50% of Americans who have watched an adult video have tried to copy a scene or a position.
Well, I mean...
Yeah.
Okay. Well, when we did that article with some of those scenes, some of those positions are not fun.
Okay.
Remember we had one this, of our past episodes.
This is very true. Okay, very true. But, okay. Sometimes you see something cool, it's like... I'm kind of want to try this wheelbarrow on you real quick.
Have you ever tried the one where like you pick them up?
Yes.
Okay. Great. That's pretty cool.
I'm sorry, but I'm like, what answer am I supposed to give here? That's pretty cool. I meant no, never.
No, that's cool, man. That's cool.
Consumption of adult material is highest among individuals who have the most partners or who have sexual relations most often, which goes into that again. Actually, I just read that. Psych, 54% of Americans who have watched an adult video say they have had sex while watching. I'm in that percentile.
Movie in the background.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's just kind of a turn on, like.
And do you find yourself watching more of the movie, like,
you know,
thrusting it, and then, but not looking at her, honestly, but looking at the.
Kind of.
I know she noticed that.
Yeah, but I guess most of them. I mean, 1, 2, 3, at least 4 of my exes have watched porn with me, so they're doing the same thing, and they even asked me like, well, what kind of porn do you have? I'm like, I got lesbian shit, and they're, oh, toss it on, fucking okay, cool. Oh,
okay, but what if it was like Tyrone, purple crayon?
You know what? I think there was one that had, yeah, it was like, you know, a guy and a girl, and okay. They dug on it, still the same.
Like, she's like, do that to me.
I think, you know what, it turned them on.
Nice.
Yeah,
nice.
Which was cool. So I mean, again, 54% though have.
Josiah's my friend, yeah. Man whore.
I'm. Right, double standard. Tech and sex, how the next generation connects. 32% of men and 21% of women have watched a person performing a sexual in front of a webcam.
Oh, the webcam stuff.
Yeah.
I think it's boring.
They can be cool sometimes.
So, I mean, the dorm room chicks. By themselves?
Yeah, the dorm room chicks.
You know, I think it's kind of boring after a while? Like, like, you know that there's like fucking 1,000 dudes like staring at her. Like,
this is very true, but I don't have to see them. But yeah, that's true. Unless there's a web chat type of deal. But yeah, I've seen them.
Okay, I don't really like the masturbation. I like somebody in there doing something.
Yeah, okay, that's true. Okay. 26% have filmed or photographed their exploits with their partner. Yes.
Wow. No.
26%.
Listeners, I would like to see.
I'm pretty sure a bunch of people have.
Loops.
Although the number indicates otherwise, 26%.
Okay.
Hmm. Nez, Mike, I know you guys have. Fuck you guys.
What about like hidden cameras or like.
No. Like, have you taken a picture of either you going down on your lady or your lady going down on you?
Okay.
Yes, no?
No.
Okay. We'll end it there. 26% have had sexual relations via webcam, and 48% would take part in this type of experience. I've never had relations via webcam, necessarily. Like, I haven't been on one. I would probably take
part. You would fuck on cam?
You know, yeah. One of my buddies, one of my homeboys, Johnny M, hit me up once. He's like, hey, dude, I got invited to do some porn, but I can't do it, because he was doing something. He's like, I can't be on camera. He's like, do you want to do it? And he goes, you need to take your, you know, your fucking HIV test. I don't know. He gave me the number, and I was like thinking about it for like an hour, and he gave it to me at work, and I'm like, I totally pussed out. Like, I'm like, I don't know if I could go through with this, dude.
That's crazy, bro.
But I would like to say I would, especially lesbian scene, dude.
Well, I mean, we do porn on our show. Our voices just churn chicks
sexy
on, right?
Panty droppers.
I mean, when Sadie is here and Sergio, just juices flow.
Yep, yeah, all right. Okay, that's all I got, man. That was sex facts. So, interesting.
All right, we're going to go. We're going to do some comic news right after this.
Yeah, sounds good.
We will be right back.
I'll talk.
Hey, guys, this is Humberto Ramos, Amazing Spider-Man artist, and you're listening to Comic Syndicate.
Hi, this is Ming Chen.
Mike Zapsik.
And we're from a podcast called I Sell Comics, and also a little TV show called
Comic Book Man.
And you're listening to the Comic Syndicate.
Hey, this is Omar Spahi.
And this is Zeke Donnelly
from Awesome Comics.
And you're listening to Comic Syndicate.
Hey, this is Courtney Cruz from Devil's Playground Realist, and you are listening to Comic Syndicate.
Hey, what's up? This is Sean Allen. You're listening to Mem and For the Villain at Comic Syndicate. I messed that up, but Comic Syndicate, you got it.
Okay, we're back with Comic Talk Entertainment Talk. News.
Yeah.
And, you know what's funny?
What's that, Mom?
You know what I've been watching?
Porn.
Not porn. That would show. I was bored at work.
Okay.
Staring at fucking trees and cars go by.
Okay.
And they had
trees go by.
So I'm watching Boy Meets World.
Oh, that's not bad.
So they have a 2-hour best clips of the entire season, like 7 seasons, right?
Okay.
On YouTube, and I'm watching it, and I'm
like, Mr. Feeny.
Mr. Feeny. Yeah, dude.
This guy.
That's how you say it, dude. I felt kind of retarded watching it. I told my girl, and she said, "Oh my god, you're a nerd."
Well, you know,
Topanga. I don't know.
Sometimes when beautiful. I'm flipping through the channels,
if it's
on MTV2, and if it's on, I'll sometimes
you guys you watch that?
That's
kind of
what
I watch in the closet. I don't want anybody. I'm just sharing everybody.
I loved the show when it was out. I can still watch them now, and like you know, it's like I remember this one. They don't hold up for shit.
No.
The ones I love though. Is his brother The Wonder Years?
Oh, okay. The Wonder Years was good, but
I love The Wonder Years, dude.
What's her name? From Wonder
Winnie
Year.
Cooper.
Winnie Cooper was
she's first hot, dude.
Crush.
Me,
dude. My girl's telling me she's like a fucking smart as fuck.
Yeah, I think she went to UCLA and she's like a huge mathematician. Like, she came up with her own formula. Or
she's ugly now, but it's okay.
No, she's hot. Pull her up. Dana, Dana is something. All right,
we'll pull up later.
Yeah. Okay, so
I'm dead here. But, is there any shows you guys watch or like you don't want anybody besides porn fuckers?
Okay. Okay. Fuck.
Oldies and like you're watching it and then you have it on like small screen.
I gotta
say. So if anybody comes in, you fucking click over real quick.
I guess mine would be Family Matters and Full House. I know I'm gay. I'm sorry.
Urkel?
I like them.
All right,
those
all right.
Also don't hold up too.
That's true. That's
they
true.
Don't hold up. But, yeah, well, you guys didn't hear the Full House thing.
Listeners, tell us what you guys watch that are non-cartoons. I want actual, like...
cheesy shows that...
Cheesy.
Yeah, that...
Charles in Charge.
Charles in Charge.
That's good. That guy fucked everybody, dude.
Yeah.
So, let us know. I'm kind of curious. We got a couple comic news that dropped. So, the guy from Game of Thrones, Jason
Momoa.
This is the guy that bangs the girl, just like, that's his whole character in Game of Thrones.
Sign me up for that role, dude.
Just bangs Khaleesi.
That's his job.
Fucks her hard, dude.
He has been confirmed for what, dude?
Aquaman.
Awesome. All right.
And he's built.
All right.
I don't know about the blonde hair.
All right, that's what I was going to say, dude.
We'll see.
All right, blonde him out, I guess.
He doesn't really talk in Game of Thrones, like I said. All he does is fuck.
Okay.
So we'll see how
okay.
Aquaman does. What else we got? We got S.H.I.E.L.D. Lego set coming through. Stop Hydra.
Nice, okay.
Let's see what else we have.
And then I believe DC... You guys can find that DC dropping their list of movies that they're going to drop.
Yeah, for sure.
I read that today. They're going to drop Batman, Superman, and then they're going to do a Wonder Woman standalone movie. Nice. They're going to do a Shazam standalone movie.
Damn, I don't know how strong that would be.
They're going to do a Justice League, I believe. Okay. And then they're going to do a Flash and Green Arrow together.
Oh, standalone. Nice.
And then Man of Steel 2 is, I think, and it's slated like the next 15 years. Like, they finally have a plan.
Well, that's the first one coming out next 15 years.
Pretty much, dude. Okay, what else we got for
real? If you guys want to see what I would look like as a superhero, check out Big Hero 6
Holy
trailer. This trailer is fucking funny, dude.
Is that the one where he's putting on his fucking robot gear? That's dope, dude.
If you ever wonder, what the fuck would Man the Beaner look like?
Oh, yeah, that's fucking hilarious.
Putting on armor.
Put it on your Down syndrome shoes, dick.
Oh,
okay, he looks awesome. I didn't know what he was gonna look like. That.
Right.
Like, that was dope, dude.
Check it out. That's me.
And this is a Marvel movie, though. It's an old comic book, Marvel comic book, dude.
Really? I didn't know that.
It's, yeah, it's old. I forgot the year it came out, but yeah. So Marvel was gonna do their first live animated or action animated film, I guess.
Okay.
So that Marvel was branching out in that sense now. Marvel's fucking owning shit, dude.
That movie
looks fucking just off of that preview. It looks good anyways, dude. That one's an interesting one. Have you read that one?
I have not read, but everyone says Rat Queens is coming into
I'll let you use the trade, dude, next week, dude.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Rat Queens cartoon, yeah.
So that looks good.
A lot of cussing, a lot of violence, a lot of great characters, though, in there. So, yeah, we gotta review that one, dude.
I don't think I have anything else that's...
Luke Skywalker. Han Solo got hurt.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he broke his ankle, dude.
He's fucking... 20 years old again.
No. He's like 1,000 years old. He's a grumpy fuck, dude. So he's probably like, you fucking...
Fuck you, Dark Vader. Yeah, no, he doesn't really exist. Fuck you, too.
Yeah. So he's going to be out for 2 months, is what I've read today. So
you think that's going to prolong the movie?
No, because they can work on the other scenes for the movie. So,
if you guys like Borderlands video game, they're coming out with a new comic book series. That's a very cool game.
Oh, okay. Borderlands. I haven't played any of those ones, I don't think.
And let's see what else we got here. I think that's it.
I read one today. That's a good one, dude. Team up X-Men and the Iron Man and Nova team up.
Oh, that's the cover of the X-Men book.
This one, yeah. I got the variant. This is a piece of shit.
Well, it was bullshit. Oh, we'll get into it.
I read the Magneto, though, in the events that are going to lead into... what is it? It's the Marvel's Axis, which is going to be... are you reading Avengers?
Yes.
Uncanny Avengers.
Yes, I am.
Okay. Red Skull, I did not know, has the mindset of, and spoilers, guys, Professor Charles Xavier with the Onslaught.
Yeah, because in the first couple of comics, he dissects Professor Xavier's head.
Straight up.
Takes a piece of his brains and puts it himself. The first, I think, five issues has to deal with him channeling Charles Xavier's powers.
Interesting.
And
okay.
Controlling mutants and... Really good. It's out there. Like, that comic book is...
Uncanny Avengers.
It's out there. Okay, it's really good. Rick Remender.
Okay, it is Rick Remender. Yeah, because he's writing the Axis, most of those ones. And it's going to be interesting, but I think that's going to be the end of the year arc for Marvel.
Sweet. Sounds good.
Okay. That's all I got. Oh, yeah. Magneto is going to scrap with a... He's going to go after fucking... I guess he's on Genosha now.
Okay.
So he's gonna, and Magneto hates fucking people who persecuted his people, hence Red Skull. So that's gonna be interesting. I think he's gonna get his ass kicked because he has no powers, and if Red Skull has...
He has fucking pins and...
Yeah, that's true. I guess, dude. Alright, man, comic reviews.
Comic reviews. So, yeah, go for it, man. I didn't read too much.
It was a slow comic week, I want to see.
I read a lot of Aquaman. I caught up with Aquaman.
That's good, though. Yeah, yeah.
I read the Hulk #4.
Ooh, okay, I dug it. Oh, actually, I dug that one a lot, dude.
We're not dealing with Eli anymore. Hulk being Eli.
Yeah, I know, dude. It's kind of cool, though, because the beginning... Go ahead, man.
Well, we got Hill from S.H.I.E.L.D. She gets fucking raped in this book by everyone. Like, just chewed the fuck out.
Which she deserves, dude.
She does. So she's hiding...
She's talking to...
Well, I'll give you real quick. Hulk, Bruce Banner got shot in the head.
Yeah.
Made him into Eli retard.
Eli Manning, yeah.
So they put him into this town that's filled with S.H.I.E.L.D. trying to just to kind of control him.
They send an Abomination after him. They scrap.
Abomination's badass. I didn't know how bad he was.
It goes into... And what he shows the picture of his phone, like, this is the person I'm working with. So don't fuck me over, bitch.
And it's fucking Matt Murdock.
It's Matt Murdock, of course.
Daredevil, he's his lawyer. We go into the fight, still going, and we have Hulk smashing Abomination.
Mm-hmm.
He decided to, you know, I'm not going to use my fist. I'm going to use Captain America's shield.
Mm-hmm. And he does. This is a good scrap, dude.
Does he really need the shield?
No, but, I mean, it's in the vibranium, and so it's an extra oomph to the punch,
to the face. Oh, he punches. Fight hard.
They bring up a great point, too, though. Like, Maria Hill is worried about him. It's like, she's like, once he turns back into Banner.
Oh, yeah, because like, his brain's fucked up.
Yeah, like, more. You guys are going to trip out. And she says, we can't let him Hulk out because it's not going to allow him to heal properly.
So they're kind of a lose-lose here.
Yeah.
Because they have to have him...
They have to have him Hulk out, yeah.
So he's fighting, he's scrapping. It looks like the Avengers are just getting in the way.
Yeah, they're not doing much,
They're not doing much. They do a simple plan with...
Sunspot and... what's her face, dude?
Yeah, they're Miss Marvel.
Yes.
So I don't understand. They blast him with fire.
Mm. But they can both absorb radiation, so...
So they're taking the gamma ray disease from him.
So and pretty much, Iron Man's calling all the shots, dude.
As usual.
Yeah, pretty much.
Hulk does what he does best. He does the last shot, throws the shield. It looks like it goes right through him.
It does, though. But Iron Man ends up getting that bracelet that Maria Hill stole from one of the dudes last issue. He configures it to the point where they're going to time warp this fucker.
Oh, that's a really good way of getting rid of somebody.
Right.
Just throw him somewhere
else. It's Marvel. Time warp him.
Instead of killing him, they just throw him to somebody else's problem.
Pretty much, dude, yeah.
So big arguments. Tony's pissed. Like, why is he fucking Eli? What happened here?
Yeah.
And Hale's like, hey, fuck you.
And then Iron Man gets really worried about him. Like, oh shit. Like, yeah.
2+2. You know, he can't even talk.
yeah, dude.
So we jump to San Francisco.
And the Avengers tell him straight up, like, okay, bitch, we're taking
him. We're taking him, yeah.
And she goes, no, he belongs to S.H.I.E.L.D. No, bitch, we're taking him. So it's good, though, that the Avengers are backing him up. Yeah. And then, like you said, San Francisco.
We got the...
You did what?
Daredevil's pissed.
She's chewing her out.
Fucking yelling at him.
Banner's condition was top secret. Still is until we find out who attacked him. We have leads. Wait, how long ago did this happen? I referred to him,
him
2 days ago. Yeah, that was me.
That was me.
Was texting you on his behalf. She's like, you stupid bitch.
You bitch, you're gonna... I'm taking you to court. So, he's pissed off. We go into Tony Stark's lab of everything.
Mm-hmm.
They go ahead and they just, you know, he does brain surgery, dude. Oh, I like how they do it, too. Like, they make the brain huge on the screen. And
yeah, so they can do their, can operate, yeah. And it's kind of cool. Like, you can see Banner and his head shaved and just, like, the back of his head's, like, all opened up, dude.
Dude, it looks like Hannibal status over here.
Yeah.
They drop a little, droplet of pill in there.
Yeah, in his brain to control him, yeah.
So...
And they're tripping out. They don't know how long it's going to take him to...
Supposedly it's supposed to take months.
To heal up, yeah.
And Homeboy's already ready to go.
And right away he's like, we won't know how well it worked for a while. Like you said, a few months. And then he wakes up right away, dude.
Right away,
he's
dude.
Like, Tony, is that you? Where am I? The last thing I remember was the Abomination.
Yeah.
And then his boy says... Congrats, like, you know, you did it.
2+2 is 4.
But this is, I know, right, dude? But this is awesome, you know? He's like, how you feeling, champ? Like Leonard Euler when he finally linked the five mathematics into one identity. He's
really?
Like, what? Well, that's how smart he is.
Really?
What does that mean to me?
How are you feeling? I'm feeling great. No, I feel like this math dude.
Yeah. But this is interesting. I like this, dude. He sounds perfectly normal, but that doesn't mean we're simply releasing him on his own recognizance. Extremists can be extremely unpredictable. Bruce Banner may be smart again, but just how smart? So maybe now, yeah,
pretty much they show the eyes.
Yeah, exactly, the eyes, dude. Yeah, I like that. Okay, dude, I liked it, dude. That one is a Hulk #4 by Mark Waid and Mark Bagley, I believe, is the artist for that. I'm digging it. I'm loving it so far, dude.
Yeah, it's really good.
I'm gonna go. I've read a shitty book of the week.
Which one is this one?
This is going to be Marvel Now Uncanny X-Men. Special #1.
See, this is what we're talking about. You got the different cover, right?
Yes, this is the variant, dude. Your cover looked dope.
Yeah, it had Nova in it, and there's no fucking Nova.
And there's no Nova, dude, anywhere on it, dude. Yeah, total fucking... Okay,
go for it, dude.
So this one's interesting. It starts off... This was just a piece of shit. This was an unnecessary fucking comic.
Art sucks.
The art was pretty lame, dude. It's pretty much some fucking space pirate is fucking shitting bricks or whatever, and he's a fucking idiot, Captain. So the kids, the youngsters, are looking at pictures of... The New Mutants, old classic New Mutants, like fucking Sunspot, fucking Richter, Ileana, when she was part of the team. And this ages ago, dude. So the kids are looking at it and they're like, is that you? And she's like, you know, some of us weren't
lucky.
Oh,
yeah, they look all fucking weird, dude.
Yeah. So, you know, she's like, stop looking at my fucking picture. So it just reminds her of the past, you know. Anyways, that's not where it gets shitty. The art is terrible. Cyclops is teaching the youngsters how to fly one of their jets. Now, this is just goes from bad to terrible.
He had a good point. You can't always rely on magic
getting us out of teleporting us out. You know? But that's not where it gets terrible. Like, okay, their ship gets shot down as Gold Balls is fucking driving this. You know,
he's one of the lamest characters. I don't know.
He's got Gold Balls. Maybe he can do cool shit. I don't know. Anyway, so we see a character we haven't seen in the longest time. I was trying to figure out who the fuck it was. Now, I'll go into that later. They straight up start attacking not even fucking the kids. They straight up want fucking Cyclops, dude. So it's a crew of 1, 2, 3 cats and some cyborg-ish looking motherfucker. So they're fighting back. Scott's like, get the fuck out of here, kids. Even on the big screen, it looks terrible, dude.
This guy looks like the guy from fucking Buzz Lightyear guy, the bad guy.
Holy shit,
he does, dude. He looks like him.
Yeah, so his name is Death's Head. He's an old character.
He's on a lot of websites, right? We get a lot of...
Yeah, I'm trying to pull him up. This character does not exist.
He's not even an ABC fucking character. No,
he's like a fucking W character, dude. I know he had his own ongoing comic back in the day. I never read much from him, dude. Maybe cameos, but I never was down enough to get his comic. Anyway, so this team is out to get Scott Summers. They shoot, and Deathhead shoots some fucking masks on Cyclops so he can't use his abilities to shoot. These space pirates fucking capture fucking Cyclops. They take him to the space pirate who's in charge of these motherfuckers. He's like, dude, this is the wrong fucking Summers. This isn't the one that fucking shoots blast from his hands in his chest. It's like,
Why is the thing on his head, not his chest?
I know, yeah, that's what he tells him. And he's like, well, shit, he's got a brother? It's like, he's got two brothers! What the fuck? And it's Death's Head. He's like, you know what, fuck you, dude. Just give me my fucking money, dude. He's like, I'm not gonna go back. Now, this is why I didn't like the comic, dude, is like, everyone's after fucking Cyclops.
Yeah, and it's getting
these idiot pirates
catch him.
Like that. And S.H.I.E.L.D. can't get him. Avengers can't get him. But these fucking morons capture him like it's just fucking... It's cake, dude. So anyways, it's unnecessary.
I don't even know the pirate is.
Yeah, they didn't really go into him. So then they go into two of the youngsters that from the Uncanny X-Men have to go undercover to... what is it? Not S.H.I.E.L.D. It's Hammer?
Sword,
yes, yeah, it is. Sword. So they're gonna infiltrate to see where exactly fucking Cyclops is. They get in, and then one of the kids gets away, and he finds some fucking computer. And this is not Benjamin. This is the kid who can hijack, right?
No, hijack's fucking at his house.
Remember I like that kid.
That kid was
cool. Anyways, he's not in here. this kid is on the computer looking up information like who the fuck were these, and then of course behind him standing is fucking Iron Man. He's like, you know, that's Death's Head. He's like, you're not gonna find where that guy is in, you know, around here. Like, Iron Man, he's like, good guess, you played this game before, nice dash. Anyways, stupid interaction. Well, and he's like,
do you see why would Iron Man be walking around in his computer lab in the Iron Man suit,
and why would he not fucking chew him out?
Like, oh, you know what, it might be fucking
might be hijacked. Again, the art's so lame, it's hard to figure out who the fuck he is.
It's plain.
Yeah.
Like, he looks like Tony Stark sitting there.
This is what he even tells him. Nice dash. Again, not the best writing. It was a shitty book of the week, dude. And then he's like, and then of course, like, doesn't make sense. Iron Man says, well, you know what? Let's go look for him.
I don't know you.
But I'm going to help you out. Let's go to outer space, kid.
Z character.
Yeah, dude.
Let's go on a trip.
And homegirl telepath, she's like, dude, don't say yes, you know, like, say no. And he's like, sure, we'll use your help. Now, Iron Man's gonna help these kids go to space to fucking go after Death's Head to find Cyclops, unbeknownst to fucking Iron Man. What the fuck? Stupid. Unnecessary. And when Iron Man finds out fucking it's Cyclops, that's not gonna end up nice. So, just unnecessary. This is stupid. Yeah, I agree, dude. So that was shitty book of the week, dude. I didn't like the writing or the art. I didn't dig, so that was my shitty book of the week, man.
You better finding Buzz Lightyear to go find this guy.
Shit, dude. So to infinity. Book. Yeah. Alright, man. I'll take one more, and then I'll go into my last one real quick, dude. Do you have any, or you want me to jump in mine?
Just go ahead and let's see where we at.
Yeah.
You're at 52. Yeah, okay, jump in yours, bro.
Alright, dude. This one was not necessarily book of the week. I read The Empty Man, which I thought was really good. It's like some virus. It's a Boom Studios comic. Colin Bunn is the writer for this one. He's the writer of Magneto right now. Vanessa R. Del Rey does the art. The art's nice. It's pretty much some town, there's some virus, but this virus is killing people, and they end up saying, like, the virus mutates towards the end. It's called the Empty Man virus. And it mutates to the point in the end where it's turning into like a fucking creature now.
Okay.
So very good comic. What I'm going to go over is going to be 3 Months to Die. The only reason I picked it up is because I'm like, fuck, kill him finally.
This is a Wolverine book,
this
guys.
Is Wolverine number 8. This is 3 Months to Die Wolverine. The writer for this one is... excuse me, Paul Cornell, and Chris Anka is the artist. The art is not bad. David Curiel does the colors, and I'm digging the colors. Pretty much, Wolverine can't fight anymore. Well, actually, this is bullshit. He's gonna die. He has no healing factor. He still has his adamantium claws. He's just a pussy now.
This goes back to our second episode where we say he's the worst fighter. Worst fighter.
Well, he's ever. A great fighter, but you don't realize how shitty he was of a fighter. Because, I mean, he has been trained, but, like, when you rely on your healing factor, like, and you have adamantium claws, like...
Yeah, you're fuck it, I'm just gonna go in.
So, now he's, like, he's a pussy now, because now he know he can die, and now he's literally pushing out on fights and just very interesting interactions. He goes to the island of Itsu Kishima. That's totally said that one. He meets his boy, Daniel Rand, Iron Fist. To your right, pop someone. And to your left, and he sees Shang-Chi, master of Kung Fu. Two of his homeboys.
Shang-Chi's cool.
He goes to this island to train with them, dude.
How to fucking fight, much? Like a fucking street fight?
Yeah, like, okay. Bitch, like, it's you about time. You know, like, what took you so long to realize you're gonna die, bitch? Like,
do you throw a punch like this?
Yeah.
You block?
And they go up to this temple, dude, and just interesting interaction, dude. They go into Sabretooth, because Sabretooth has this elaborate plan where he's gonna kill Wolverine, dude.
When does Sabretooth start thinking?
I know, right?
What the fuck's going on here?
And then he's in match report, too. I don't know. Anyways, dude, so I'm glad I picked it up, because Wolverine's gonna die. Yay, 3 months, and I'm gonna be happy. So it goes back to the cut snip of them walking up these giant staircase to the temple. Some demons come out, and Shang-Chi's like, dude, they're guardian spirits, and Wolverine's literally pissing his pants, dude. He gets scared, and he's, like, moving, and he's like, oh, he's like, stop! And he's like, okay, I get it. He's like, these islands, or these monsters won't attack if we don't attack. And Shang-Chi's like, there you go. And then Iron Fist is like, yeah, okay, it took me a minute too, pussy. But it's like,
fucking okay. Idiot, think about it.
This skull comes out of the fucking temple. They finally walk in. They're here to meet some tiny midget broad. Some little Asian chick. She's like,
Spider-Man's girlfriend?
Kind of.
Okay.
So they walk in, and they go through this labyrinth, and he finally comes into the room, and he's here to talk to some lady in particular. I doesn't give her name necessarily, dude, but he sees a statue of himself on a bunch of fucking skulls.
Great.
So the lady fucking starts talking to him, and again, jumps back into Sabretooth, and like, you know, the guy who was helping out Wolverine in Wolverine number one, he's gonna backstab Wolverine.
Nice.
One of their friends, the chick he was taxing actually, steals some fucking gem where she can fucking do some crazy
shit. Man, it sounds like it's everywhere.
It is.
Okay.
So, so back cuts to fucking Wolverine talking to old homegirl. And she's like, look at this pretty skull. Don't you remember her? This is your first girlfriend, Rose.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, dude. And he's like,
I fucked her hard.
Yeah.
I skull fucked her
like 2,000 years ago. Oh, 200, God, dude, however old he is. So she's like, you know, you really need to fucking learn how to start asking the right questions and stop being a little pussy. Pretty much in a nutshell.
Yeah.
But she's just really, I don't know, this character kind of written weird. Like, she's kind of funny, but I don't know. So anyways, he's learning shit. Cuts it back to homeboy, who's diming out Wolverine. He's like, dude, I'll tell you exactly where he's at. He's on this fucking island. Sabretooth's like, all right, cool. And he's like, you know, for giving you the information, can I join your fucking crew? He's like, yeah.
You're of course.
You're on the payroll, dude. So goes back into the island now. Very cool. The beginning of the staircase, Shang-Chi and fucking Iron Fist are having some tea. He's like, this is going to be tough on him, isn't it? He's like, he knew that, Daniel. He knows himself quite well, I think. So they look up, and Sabretooth sent his grip load of fucking hand soldiers to fucking...
Sabretooth.
So next one's going to be Death's Embrace, and I want to see Shang-Chi and fucking Iron Fist kick some ass. This island, they say in particular, you can't die on this island. So that's, okay. I think it was comic, not even comic of the week, it's just worth reading, because the interactions Shang-Chi and fucking Iron Fist have is just really cool about, you know, the island and how they can't die, and it's like, now let's put it to the test, and they're just both ready to scrap as this, you know, this hand army is after them, dude.
Do we like Wolverine being a pussy?
Kill him.
He's been like hundreds of years.
Yeah, yeah.
And now they're portraying him as a...
But it makes sense, though, dude. Like, you can't die. He's pretty much was indestructible. And then now...
But his attitude in all the other comics was badass. I don't give a fuck. I'm going to... Knowing that he'll heal.
Yeah.
But it's kind of a real 360...
Yeah.
Turn.
Well, did that? I guess that's why. Just kill him already, Marvel, please.
God
just,
damn,
and
like
don't
Wolverine.
Bring him back for a while. I know you fuckers are gonna bring him back in 6 fucking months. Give it a year or two, please, dude.
Man. We'll see.
Yeah, not gonna happen, dude. I'll leave you the code for that one, dude. I read a lot of books, dude, but let me see. Yeah, that's about it, dude. The Empty Man again, Boom Studios, was a good read. Very dark. Kind of felt like a. Kind of like a Candyman-ish vibe to it. So that one was probably book of the week for me. I listened to the fucking one of the podcasts I listened to, and they liked it too. So I was hoping nobody would touch it, but somebody did. So
all right, sounds good.
All right, man. Anything you want to toss out? Twitter love or
Twitter love? Our boys, Comical podcast.
Comic Book Podcast, that's who I was listening to.
Hilarious, yeah. Guys.
Those guys have been tweeting us up, retweeting us as well.
Dude, they got like Greg Capullo on one of their shows.
Yeah, dude, they went to one of their Houston cons, I think.
Yeah.
Which is good for them, dude. So, well, we're going to be doing Stanley Kamikaze.
Yeah, tickets go on sale.
So we got to work that out. And then we're both going to be at San Diego Comic Con. So
yeah.
We're going to do that. And I'm going to get into the after hours gigs, too. So hit me up, dude.
You're invited?
Yeah, dude. I'm
fine. I'll be asleep, but okay.
I'm going to be asleep. That's what I'm worried about, is if I rub elbows with, you know, some people, and I'm probably going to get shit-faced with them.
Jesus.
Can you do me a favor? Can you do me a long?
Okay, sucks. Fuck you guys.
I read your book. It was a piece of shit.
It was on my fucking Dan Slott, right?
We love Dan Slott. But I'm okay, dude. Find Adam at MemTheBeaner. You can find me at For the Villain. You guys download us, subscribe to us in iTunes, Stitcher. We're the Comic Syndicate. You guys can hit up our mobile site, thecomicsyndicate.podbean.com/mobile, or even just thecomicsyndicate.podbean.com. We're on Beyond Pod Podcasts as well. Retweet us. Retweet our at the Geeky Awards, guys. Let them know you are listening. You guys are doing a fantastic job with that, anyways. You guys are just filling that out.
I was retweeting.
Yeah, actually, you've been retweeting a lot, dude.
Like, your 1,000 fucking tweets.
Jump on the at Comic Syndicate one, though, and retweet those ones as well.
Okay, sounds good.
Because mine are just normal hoardiness off anyways, but yeah.
Our 50s coming up soon?
Yes, dude. Oh, we were talking about this last week, dude. We are going to hit our 50th episode, but we are also, I think, episode 52 or 53 is going to be our year anniversary.
Yeah, dude. I'll bring flowers.
It doesn't feel like we've been doing it for a year, homie.
When football starts, it will be. We'll be like, oh, shit.
New shit just about, honey. Yeah. I think we started 2 weeks before football season.
Yeah.
Maybe 3 weeks before.
I think 2 weeks. I don't remember.
Because we were recording Sundays, and then we're like, oh, football Sunday. Sorry,
dude, the first couple months was back and forth different.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, that's true. But once we figured out the solid routine, I think we've been holding it down. And we've been consistent as fuck, dude. Every Monday, for the most part.
Every Monday.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, retweet us, guys. The Geeky Awards. We appreciate listening to us, guys. And let me see. I think that's it. The NerdBong.com crew. Follow those guys. Listen to those guys. They're cool as fuck. Listeners, we fucking love you guys.
You guys keep reading, man.
Yeah, if you guys want us to review anything, let us know, too. And I'll take a bullet, fucking. We'll talk about our pool list, I guess, soon.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. All right, guys. We're going to call it a night.
Yes, yes.
We'll see you next Monday.
Peace out.